to hatch.
Setting the hen.
And the place you keep the chickens at night?
Chicken house or hen house.
And that would, the container that you put them in to take them to market?
Chicken coop.
Now, where I'm from, a chicken coop would be the hen house.
No.
I knew it would.
I never heard of this until I came out here.
Oh, that's
cool. Finally, I caught on. It's a crate.
Mm-hmm.
The bone that the children like to get, because they pull it apart and they make a wish when they eat chicken.
Oh, the wishbone.
Do you have a term for the edible insides of a pig or a calf when you're butchering, outside of the individual parts? I mean, it would include the heart and the liver and all.
Yeah.
You say we're going to cook up some...
some liver or some...
But you would have a term that means, includes liver and heart, like haslet or harslet, chitlins.
No, we just never called them those things.
Uh-huh. Or liver and lights, or lights, pluck. Just don't hear all...
Strange names to me, anyway.
I've heard chitlins. You hear the cows lowing, and you say, well, it looks like it's getting near...
milk time.
Did you ever say chore time for that?
Yes.
Feeding time?
Well, I think I and my father both, and my brothers all said near chore time.
Now,
I'm always getting those chores done, it's time.
I'd like to hear you call the cows from the pasture. If you pretend that this is the pasture and I'm a cow, you just go ahead and call me.
Don't imagine now, they're over across the road. Just imagine they're here in the room.
Woo!
That's a pig now.
No, that's the hogs.
Oh, the hogs, huh? Okay. Or the hogs.
Piggy! Piggy! Piggy!
You want to put that fella doing it?
That's fine. I play this over when I get home. I'll wake my wife up. I'm sure.
Will that come on the same way?
No, I'll turn it down. I'll remember. the hooey, now that was for the cows?
No.
Well, that's what some call hogs.
Hooey and
some.
Hooey, hooey, hooey!
You didn't say anything about calling cows.
Now, how about the cows? Yeah.
Swoo!
Don't be so loud.
I got it.
Well, I know if he's been raised in town.
Can you spell that?
Well, I've got what I call an intonation curve. He went up from, like that, and
well,
got the vowel.
Well, that
it's one, the S to below with all that raising lower to it.
I used to years ago, and I was nearer in my prime than I am now. They've heard me sing songs for almost three miles away, and several times 2 miles away, and. Calling hogs the same way.
Did you ever get in the contest?
Oh,
yeah.
Win them?
Always won.
Did you? Well, I guarantee you, I imagine you would. How about when you want the cow to stand still when you're milking?
So boss. Here's a thing I can tell you about a milk cow that sounds almost unbelievable. A cow that's just as good and gentle as could be. And she's eating her feed, and I was milking her. I think I'm going to go to try it, and I was weighing my milk. I hit her slap in the stomach with one hand, and I said, so now, you old fool. She gave me 2 pounds less milk that night, and she didn't give it all along. You just got to handle that. That's the tenderest.
Well, they like to be.
It's the daintiest, tenderest job a man can work at.
You get more milk from the same to them.
Yes, you just got to
sing a lullaby to an old cow and you'll get more milk than you would if you...
Hand them the silk gloves on, is what I said.
Any special call you'd make to a calf?
Sir calf, sir calf, sir calf!